بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. محضر سے بہت پیارا تھا ون جملہ ون سینٹینس ویری ویری لونگ سینٹینس وچ ہی مینشنڈ سم ٹائم اگو. سو آئی وانٹ ٹو میک اٹ ایمفسائزنگ ٹو یو دیٹ ریممبر ہی سیڈ ویری لونگ سینٹینس. So we have to have to stamp in our heart that this sentence is most loving. He says, one is you want it according to you, how you want. We want everything according to how you want it, you want it that way. Now that what you want according to what you want, and something that which is not according to what you want, you must be prepared to accept that which is that which says, will not work according to your wants. You want like that. You want this. You want everything according to how you want it. Do not trust that. Think that what he wants, I'm going to accept. And who is that he? Allah Ta'ala, what he wants must be according to what you want. Allah Ta'ala, what he wants, that what you want. It's not what you want and not Allah does not want. Then when the Buzur said that this whole world is revolving on my desires. So somebody said, Toba, Toba. He said, no, his desire is my desire. His desire is my desire. So my desire is his desire. See, the world is running because of his desire. So my according to his desire, so I say my desire is according to Allah's desire. So you must not have any desires at all. You must not say, I want like that. Because the moment you say, I want like that, then that's not according to Allah's desire. Everything must be Allah's desire. That is the most important thing to put in your heart. That. He says, when that kind of thought is stamped in your heart all the time, that I have no more desire of any kind, my desire is his desire, and whatever his desire is my desire, but even if it's against my temperament, but it's still his desire. It's still his. As he said, when you have become so strong in this kind of mind, in your thought of this kind, then it becomes so easy for you that any losses that you have in you, anything that you are faced with different conditions in you, which is against your temperament, but you are still happy with that. Why? Because not me anymore. It's not my desire anymore, it's his desire. I want you to understand this, because it's very important this is. When you got this step in your heart, very important, this is that, in other words, that you not claim, you get no kind of mourning or groaning anymore. No good. You find people mourning and groaning and sorrowing and whatever grief they go through is because they want it according to their desire. I wanted it like this. And it not happen like that. Now it not happen like that, now it means that, you know what, you are going against his desire. And you're getting hurt because you want your wants. But when we do to think that it is his desire or this was supposed to happen because of his desire, then automatically it becomes so strong in your heart that I can't say it is his desire. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. You want to become someone, you want to go somewhere, you want to go to Umrah. You make all kinds of information, you know what, preparation and this and that and tell the whole world you have Umrah. That is your desire that you wanted. But because it's so strong in you that I want it that way, and the next month you're not doing, the reason is because now you've lost everything. Because why? Your desire was, I want it my way. But now you think yourself, it's not my desire, it's Allah's desire. The moment you begin to think like that, that I did not go to Umrah, it's his desire. It is his choice, his decision. The moment his decision comes like that, alhamdulillah, I'm very happy, you're satisfied. You do not begin to think like what happened now to me now. Hey, I'm not going to go to Umrah. This. But you feel it was his desire. A person wants to become someone. He wants a certain post, some status. He works so hard and do everything accordingly. He works so hard, right? This examination, all kind of examination does. In the end, he fails. He does not get that position. What was he supposed to be doing? He's supposed to think that my desire was to meet to get that what I'm trying for. But his desire was not getting. His desire? I know one friend here, he worked very hard to become a judge. Very hard. And they gave him so much of hope that he's going to become a judge. He was looking for heart. He was so, you know, like he's sure, guaranteed I'm going to become a judge. He never became a judge. That affected him to that extent that he became completely, like he could not come out of his house anymore. Because why? You became, you have got in your mind that why my desire is not fulfilled. But you begin to think, you know what? No. My desire is his desire. His desire was, I will not get the post, I did not get it. When you got that in your mind, it's automatically you will not have any grievance. Yes, little bit of greed you must get. The reason for having that little greed is why? Then only you get reward. That grief, it does not come, then you won't get reward. That grief must come. But Allah wants to see that if that grief came, but how long it lasted? It must not have any age at all. It will not have any age. Immediately it must come out of you. But that little bit, Allah will for that. That sabr you made, you know, if that grief came and that was it. Not that you sit with it, khalas. You got your reward. But that is the most important thing. You want your daughter to get married. You're doing all kinds of means, you're taking all the different kind of means to do it, you know. You try your level. Everything in the end, what happened, you do not get what you want. What are you supposed to think? You're supposed to think that my desire was only this boy, but Allah's desire not you. In other words, everything of your desire is no more your desire, it's his desire. It's his desire. This is what how strong we have become in our minds, according to that. I do not have any desire. This is a It's a very loving sentence. Loving sentence, it will keep a man away from all kind of what you call depression or anything. You know what's depression. You don't have it. In other words, you become like that, he says. Because you won't think anymore like that. And sabr bhi namaz, kyunki sabr ka hona bhi ibadat baati nahi. For that now you need sabr. For that what you're going through, like what you wanted, and say, no, my desire is not important, this is desire. I want children, I've got everywhere, but I go to this doctor, I go to that doctor, I go to the wrong places. Today it's sad to say, when you can't get children, go to this temple and that temple. And go to this cupboard and that cupboard. No such thing. You try your level with the correct means, you use all the correct means, you never got a child. You know, there's no mourning and grief. The woman mustn't feel hurt at all. She mustn't moan and sit down quietly, sorrow or grief. I did what I was supposed to do, but it's against his desire. I must make my desire his desire. Then his desire is my desire. This is what it was. You want a certain pose, you want a certain pose, you know, you go for this interview, you go for your CV, you send your TV there, not TV, CV there, everywhere. Nothing happens, khalas. Now you're sitting down, what happened? Allah Ta'ala, what He wants you to think, that is the most important, Allah, what Allah wants. That kind of this, you must have that strong iman in you, that I don't own any desire at all. I no more any desire. Then only you can do. And Hadith says, ke sabr ka hona bhi ibadat batini hai. What is outside? The person does not want to make sabr. Can you see you making sabr? That is new and you still smile. You still? Then the face shows that you still smile by making sabr. Allah tells you. Allah Ta'ala ne chaha ki us gham ki surat pesh aane par basri usne sabr ka kaam kiya. Allah wanted that you must get that fear or that gham, we call it, but it was sorrow. Allah wanted it then. So how kind Allah is? I want my bandha to get into the sorrow in him. I want him at least to all agree little bit in him, little bit on me. For that I want to reward him too. For that too? Everything Allah wants to do is good for us. Your business also, you try your level best. You, even if a person comes to realize his business too, looting took place. All kind of, you know what, he made all the necessary arrangements to prevent all kind of harm to take place. Looting took place, lost this, lost that, like that. You can lose everything, but at that time, what are you supposed to think? You're supposed to think this, but the disc is what coming from who? My desire was not to happen. I made all the necessary arrangements to make sure that nothing must happen. That was what I made. But his arrangement is going to happen. And that thing happens, you're going to get hurt, but you not complain. Sabr means not complaining. In short, sabr means sabr means not complaining. But you just overlook whatever can his desire. Not that it affects your namaz also now. So many people today, because of this happening, they are not functioning salah. So many people, because they whatever they went through of this condition, they have now become like, you know what you call it, they've been so obsessed to that extent that they've been locked up in their own homes. Like it's the end of the world. With Allah Ta'ala is this much that what your desire is my desire. That Buzruq, imagine he was a Sahabi, he was blind. So it so happened that, you know, he was Mustajab al-Dawat. He made dua Allah accept. So when he entered Madinah of Makkah Sharif, everyone ran to him to make dua, because he was Mustajab al-Dawat. Allah Ta'ala accepted him. But he was blind. So someone asked him, Hazrat, you're making dua for him, why don't you make dua for yourself? He said, I'm here to this desire. His desire is my desire. You understood? His desire is this. I don't have any more desires. You see, the moment everything happens because you're looking for your own desires, I want my desire. I want it my way. If I don't have it my way, I can't go forward. You must have this. I got no way. I want his way. I want him. So you have that all the time, and the most important thing is sabr. Allah Ta'ala wanted me sabr, that's what it means. The moment a person makes sabr, that means he is according to Allah Ta'ala's lines. I move the Allah Ta'ala. He wanted it that place. That's why I move it. Now, if there is so runs ka lana, bharane ka, he was sabr khilaat, sabr. To sit down with that thing, you know how people sit today? If something happened, whether it's your status, you know, something happened, people point a finger at you. People point a finger at you, like this person, like this. Oh, you know, now they're trying to run you down now. They try to run you down, they got thoughts about you. Now, somehow you get the message, hey, people are talking bad about me, or some bad record coming out of me, although he's not that person. But because he gets that kind of news, what he was supposed to be doing? He must get that thing that the news came, but I must be having a last decision. One day one person came to me and told me, you know what, I committed a very big crime and I'm in jail. So he came with a few people and told me that they want to let him run away from me to whatever other countries. I said, that's not going to solve the problem. You have to come back here. So I told him, you know what, you're going to jail, so what about it? You're going to jail, so what about it? You're going to jail, they're not going to kill you. Go to jail. Sir, I wrote to Hazrat. So Hazrat, this is what happened, and I told him this is a Shabash. Well, that is the answer. And Alhamdulillah, he didn't go to jail too. But now whatever happened, that's between him and Allah Ta'ala. If a person does any wrong in this world, that is between him and Allah. We can't do nothing. Because saved here, he may not be saved there. And Allah. But just to tell you that how much sabr is wanted. Sabr is in every way, sabr is you must be happy with Allah's decision. Not at all question Allah. I'm needing so much of namaz. You cannot think like that. If a person here thinks like I'm needing too much namaz, that's a claim. I'm needing so much of tasbih. I'm needing so much of nafil. I'm needing so much Quran. And this happened to me. Na'udhu billah. That is a claim. That is a claim. No man must think that I made ibadat, oh Allah, I made this ibadat. Why did it happen to me? What are you trying to say? Allah, I made it according to what you want, and this is what happened to me. Now, Allah. There's no claim you make in this ibadat. You're not supposed to. But what you think, I made all this ibadat, does not account to Allah. The expectation may be still part of that. But do not sit down there after that, leave all your ibadat away too. Become completely to that extent that you don't need Quran anymore too. You don't need a masjid anymore. Just 2 days ago, 1 week ago, I don't know, something, so I met a friend. I said, you guys, I see a person not coming anymore to masjid. What happened? He tells me that, you know what, his mother passed away. So that means he mustn't come to masjid anymore. His mother passed away, he must come more to the masjid. You must think of the mother more, make dua. But instead of that, he brought in that condition that he completely left the masjid also. What kind of this? That is not happy with Allah. So if his mother passed away, that means he must come more to the masjid. He may suffer on that. So anything that we are faced with, whatever condition Allah has put us into, whatever condition, this is what you stand your heart. I want it that way, but against it, what it is, even according to his way. My way is no more important than his way. My way is that what. And the only way you come to know this much, that at the time when you face in that situation, you don't complain anything. The slightest bit of sorrow comes, that is something else, but not more than that. Not more. Likewise, ghair ikhtiyari. You know, ghair ikhtiyari is something beyond, not in your powers. Ghair ikhtiyari. One is ikhtiyar is in your powers that you are answerable for. Ghair ikhtiyari is. As we say, ghair ikhtiyari, those things beyond your powers, why can those thoughts come in your mind and pay attention to you? Those thoughts that come in your mind which is beyond your powers. For example, I'll give you an example. You read namaz. When you read namaz, a thought came into you. You did not mean it. That's called ghair ikhtiyari. A thought came namaz, you did not bring it, came to you. But now, instead of leaving it alone, not to talk about it, not to think about it, you do your work, you do your work. How it came, it will go away again. How it came, it will go away. Instead of looking at it that way, you begin to think of that thing now. Now you are accommodating those things. By you accommodating those things, you brought about more sorrow. You brought more? So, Hadith says, ghair wasawis. You know, ghair ikhtiyari, things beyond your control, which you're not supposed to entertain, you bring those in your, and you bring about your more sorrow and greater. So how important is this when you're present in namaz? When in namaz, thoughts can come, the most filthiest thought comes, not your business. You do your work. How it came, it go away. But you're not supposed to entertain it. So as I say, it is abdiyat ke khilaaf. Abdiyat ke khilaaf. That a person, the thoughts come into him, he's supposed to be doing his own work, he's putting his mind toward those things, he's abdiyat ke khilaaf. As an abdiyat, a servant, he does not be like that. He do his work. I'm answerable for whatever I do. No more than that. Now when those thoughts come into your mind and begin to continue with those things in your mind, that that kohan, later, raza ke taraf dimaag chalaya. Source mein dal diya ke to nahi ho sakta ghair ikhtiyari se halat na aaye. A praying a person trying to know when the thought comes into him, any kind of thought, he tries to push it. Now you don't understand, those thoughts that came without you bringing it, you try to push it, can go in. It's not you did not bring, what you bring you can push. What did what is not what you what came on its own, you try to push it and never push what you did, you are pretty worthless. You have made it worse. The moment a thought came in your mind, for example, I'll just give you an example. A thought of a beautiful woman came in your mind, and you namaz. You do your work, but now instead of worrying about, let me push that thing, or let sometimes some bad thought came in your mind, and you're trying to push it, what are you doing? You have taken your mind, or the what you're supposed to be doing, you left it and put it towards those things. And you try to push your mind towards those things which Allah won't question you to. Allah doesn't question you, why did you put your mind away from me? Allah can put it. It came on its own, it has to go on its own. You don't have to put your mind, and it can come, any amount of thoughts can come in your mind, don't let it bother you if you did not bring it.
I'm always telling everyone, the problem with us is this much. We put our mind too much anything, can't we begin to combat it? Fight the thing. How can you fight something which you do not do? When the thought came on your own, on its own, it's going to go on its own. And if it stays right in the namaz, you don't allow one person into it. You do your work. Yes, but the moment those thoughts come into you and you begin to push the thing now, you put in your mind towards it, Allah Ta'ala can question it. This is called ghair ikhtiyari. Ghair ikhtiyari is also beyond your common sense. And that is abdik ke khilaf. Against abdik. So, nahi ho sakta, patient. Everything will come unto you, all kind of thoughts will come into you, but that was more than your thing. But you must not. This is what is the problem of life. Likewise, Bunay Salat. And then, dreams also. Dreams is something people today, everyone wants to see dreams. Give me some interpretation. I want interpretation of dreams. Every time you know, get one. Please give me interpretation. Whereas it's written there in the kitab, if you see Nabi Karim from a dream also, but if and another person never saw Nabi Karim dream at all in his life, but if his life is according to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is more acceptable than that person who saw the dream of Nabi Karim, his life is completely against him. Allah Ta'ala will not give any judgment according to dreams, right? Allah Ta'ala will give according to your actions. One person come and tell me he saw Nabi Karim, I said, MashaAllah. I won't encourage him. But no way written that if you see Nabi Karim, go to Jannah. So this is what it is, a bure khabar se Ta'ala se sali de rahe hai. A koi pareshan ko nahi karna. Any kind of thoughts that come which is not, you do not bring on yourself. It came on you. As we say, the sali de rahe. I'm comforting you. I'm consoling you. But remember this much, that you know what? There's no ilaj for that. There's no remedy for that. They do no harm with you, worry about it. Khwabo se kya jaane nuksan ko? What is nuksan? What loss in seeing a khwab? You saw a khwab, so what about it? A person, he sees a khwab in Jannat, enjoying Jannat, enjoying the best of fruits, enjoying the fruit. When you look at the Jahannam, what happened then? He enjoyed that. Another person is in Jahannam, he's seeing in a dream, he's seeing Jahannam all the time. When you look up, he's still a Jannat. Everything is in your Allah Ta'ala. That's what it will do. It will not be bothering. That dream is not affecting also. But he is in Jahannam because Allah will not do that. Because his whole life upon his Sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dunya is jani. That's why people should write to the Khani Rahmatullah. He saw a dream and he said, what a khab hai. And some say, I'm not a khab, I'm not a khab. خواتے ان بات سمجھے فتالہ کی تسلیم حاول اللہ تعالیٰ is giving so much consoling us that any kind of cause will come اور خوابوں سے کیا جانے نقصان ہوا کیا حضور نقصان حضور سے ان خیر ان خواب ان دین what have you lost your status you lost your life, you lost anything, you lost nothing so what is that to worry about کھلنے تمہاری لہٰذا بے فکر بلکہ کروٹ سے تمہاری بدل دو چینج یور پوزیشن لاکھوں قوت اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم یو سی دا ورسٹ ڈریم اف فرائٹنگ ڈریم ٹرن ٹو ٹیک اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم خلاص ناؤ یو سٹ ڈاؤن دیٹ ڈریم دیر لاکھوں پر اب فکر وہ ہو جاؤ کہ رن کیوں ہوا خواب سے جانی نقصان ہو گیا کچھ مالی نقصان ہو گیا دس از واٹ یو مسٹ تھنک یور سیلف ایٹ دا ٹائم یو سی اے ڈریم آف دا ٹائم We are losing wealth. We are losing life. We are losing iman. This kind of thing you are doing yourself to console yourself. What is a dream? A dream is nothing. One person saw a dream. Those dreams are not like our dreams. You know, our dreams are thoughts. Whole day you're thinking of someone. You think of someone, you came a dream, but it's all dream. Or you were thinking while you were sleeping, you were thinking of something. Okay. And sometimes from the next person reflects to you too. If the wife is sleeping, then she's thinking of something, it reflects to you too. And when you're sleeping, it reflects to her too, while you're sleeping. So you're thinking, hey, what? Our dreams are not important. Our dreams will not pay attention. We must look into our lives. Follow the Sunnah of the Nabi Karim. Become straightforward. Let us not bother dreams and all. It takes no enjoyment. So this person, he saw a dream that he is having relations with his mother. Now if you and I will live at that dream, it's so bad. What? A dream? But the interpretation of the dream was about knowledge. Interpretation was knowledge. Like another person saw a dream that he was sitting on the tongue of Jibreel. Now if you think, hey, what a nice dream that is. All the time the person told him, look under your bed or somewhere, the piece of Quran is kept there. So what we know what a Quran is? So dreams are only for other people. We must get on our lives, get on the right thing to do. None, so as you say, none, jani nuksan. You saw a dream, Khuda na kare, a person see a dream, whole house is looted. You wake up, the house is alarm. The house is alarm. Everything changed, sukoon, alhamdulillah. Now what was he doing? Sit down with him. He lost nothing. He lost respect. He lost nothing. Everything is on. تو کیوں کہ ان وسائل کے آنے پر ان جیل اختیار پر عمل کس کا کوئی دخل نہیں ہے. Do not put your mind to the thing. The mind is a very important thing when you go to it. This mind is a very dangerous thing. That's why they say, you know, that one who starts, when the children were children, you know, they can start in a lot of trouble, let's do something with it. So one person said, you've got a headache. Chala jao, what headache? I'm okay. Another child, no, other you got headache. Now few children got to the other, you got headache, he said, yeah, I think I got headache. That's how we are. So he will just motor, they will start thinking, no, I'm sick, now let me go home. Papa said at home, what happened? You came very early today. No, I'm not feeling bad, the child was sick. Headache, oh. When she took out the food, he ate very nicely, he said, what? You headache? You can eat so well. You rather go and see the children now. Nothing wrong with you. So this is how it is. So khyal, this khyal. This khyal is a very bad thing. Don't sit down with this thing. Let me tell you, you can make you a zombie also. When a person will pick a khyal, when a doctor, when a doctor say, you know, you got heart. You got this thing, a khalas. My husband does not, well, the khyal that doctors have to say, but my husband says, you must not tell a patient you got cancer too. The moment you tell a patient that cancer is killed, but zindagi chali gayi, it's kharaab. In the end, you can't know there's no cancer at all, but zindagi kharaab ho gayi. So how important it is this khyalat? This is khyalat. Do not put your mind towards this thing. This mind is in this touch. Like one person, you've got a habit of going to toilet, carry on washing, carry on washing, carry on washing, carry on washing. Jamaat finished, now he's still washing. That is khyal by hand not clean. This khyalat in my nose not washed properly. This khyalat I will not wash my face properly. So when a person is gone to the toilet, he didn't wash something, he misses jamaat, everything. So many people who come to the masjid, see that they're still making wuzu, the water is not finishing too. He completely wuzu too, but he's. And good people who are supposed to be called, so called pious. They are doing those things. They haven't washed the face properly. Or they know everything. They don't have 10 can wash. No, it is not clean. No, it is not clean. Like one lady, when she to go bath, it takes 2 hours, 3 hours, but when the time, you know, any drop fall into her, the service. How they go to the toilet, they think, hey, I didn't wash properly, I didn't wash properly, I didn't wash properly. Jamaat goes, everything goes. I was shocked in one person, Madina Sharif, he was at Jamaat, khutbah and carry on, he's in the toilet, matter. Jummah. Wasabi is a very dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous. You must wash 2 feet and khalas. Khwaja sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, had a little problem with the, you know, kishab. Go in the toilet, hey, not clean, not clean. At the time, in one shot, only one shot means not hiding. Tell me one thing, what is this? Like a cat, he says. At the time, you close the tap, khalas. After it closed, that you just carry that and leave it in khalas. We must do what we can do, not more than that. But now every time use water, there's more lower water leaks there. We think you want for it. We start coming, all the water leaks there. So many times you put in water, what's happening to you? You're waiting more and more. So when you wake up, there's a drop there. What drop? The water drop there. Uska kya ilaaj hai? Very dangerous. A person got that kind of sickness, very dangerous. That's why Kalyavati is mazoor. Kya mazoor hai? No mazoor at all. He said that his head is mazoor. I can't perform namaz from now, you know, mazoor. All that, take it out of your head. Alhamdulillah, in our madrasa overseas, never had that problem, eh? No mazoor and all that. Allah. اچھا مومن ہے کہ ایسے ایسے خیالات وسوسے شیطان کی جانب سے آتے رہتے ہیں لیکن وہ کوئی پرواہ نہیں کرتے. This is what you suppose to be. He said, اچھا آدمی, a very good person, that is, all kind of thoughts are coming in, it's coming from شیطان, I'm not too happy. I'm not kidding. So in other words, you have this in your mind that that thought is coming not from anyone else besides شیطان. شیطان wants you not to be happy. Now when you try to keep Shaitan happy by you doing that thing, Shaitan is very happy. Ke kam az kam ka jamaat chali gayi. Shaitan wants it not in namaz. Shaitan knows that this person is always from the mosque. But let me do something that lowers sawab. So in making wuzu all the time, then you're keeping Shaitan happy. Instead of that, you know, I think he watched man khalas. I think he watched man 3 times, he watched khalas. I'm going to Shaitan didn't know what. The one, the hand is not washed properly. Let it be. Maulana Yaqub Nanati Rahmatullah Ali, very great Buzhu. Ustad Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Thani had so much love for him. You know, he first went to read Namaz. He said, hey, I didn't make masah. 1, 2, 10, what is this? Didn't make masah. Then he came to read Namaz, didn't make masah. Okay, no mind. I didn't never go down there. He made masah, but didn't make masah. 2, 3 times did that, he was gone after that. He just took it out. So we must not put this kind of thing in your mind. He said, there was no made wudu. You made wudu, but didn't make wudu properly. 1, 2 times, okay. All the time, but no, wudu is correct. Alhamdulillah. That is what you call the shaitan. He says, okay, what's up, shaitan ki jaane se aate rehte hai. You must remember, shaitan only comes to those people who take the route of Allah Ta'ala. Those people who are outside everywhere else, Shaitan is here, my mother chela hai. I don't have to worry about them. I'm worried about these people, how to make them, to make it difficult for them, caught. Lekin wo koi parwa nahi karta. Na aqeedah ke aitbaar se kuch kamzori hai, na amal. In other words, when Shaitan comes to you and he shows no importance to you, that means your aqeedah is strong. Because your action too, you know, not concerned when you carry on doing it, you make it. They know that kaisa pakka mumin hai wo. That has been pakka mumin, but pakka mumin. It must not be that you must become weak. Today we have become weak. Anyone tell you something first, cut up. You become strong. Wasabi said, bilkul dur Hazur Pak, jab baad sahaba ne hai, wasabi ka khayal aaya. The sahaba also said the same. Dekho, you know what wasabi, they should come. Allahu Akbar. They were given glad tidings that they are jannatis. With all that they were given this thing, that the Sahabis were told, you know what? What kind of thoughts are coming to us? We want to burn ourselves. We want to burn ourselves. Even complain to Nabi Kansan. Nabi Kansan says that, you feel happy about it? He said, no, you don't feel happy about it. This is the sign of Iman. The sign of? So when Wasabi is come and you don't worry about it, you carry on. The sign of Iman. Sign of Iman. Wasabi must come, but don't change importance. This could fall on. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that we have this, you know what, first of all I mentioned about your desire. Secondly, this khayala that comes, that Wasabi is coming to us. Try not to pay attention to it. Take no importance at all. Show no importance. And gradually you see, inshallah, it becomes so strong that you will not be part of the Wasabi at all. اللہ تعالیٰ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. الحمدللہ ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنۃ وفی الآخرۃ حسنۃ وقنا عذاب ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی سيدنا محمد برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.